On his way to the Washington summit, Yasser Arafat stepped off in Luxembourg tonight to discuss the Middle East situation with representatives of the European Union. No European government is taking part in the Washington summit, and some are angered by what they see as their exclusion by the Clinton administration. From London, NPR's Michael Goldfarb reports.
PLO Chairman Yasser Arafat is meeting with the foreign ministers of Ireland, Italy, and the Netherlands, the present, past, and next holders of the European Union's revolving presidency. The so-called Troika will talk to the PLO chairman about restoring momentum to the peace process. The meetings show the EU's determination to be an active participant in the Mideast peace process, according to a spokesman for Irish Foreign Minister Dick Spring. This is the second meeting the Troika have held with a Mideast representative since the crisis began. Last Wednesday, the Troika met with Israel's Foreign Minister David Levy in New York. Last Friday, at the height of the fighting between Israelis and Palestinians, British Prime Minister John Major, German Chancellor Helmut Kohl, and French President Jacques Chirac made an unprecedented joint appeal for peace negotiations to resume immediately. The EU has made serious financial contributions to shore up the Middle East peace process, and several European governments feel miffed that the Clinton administration has organized the summit without including them. French Foreign Minister Hervé de Charette said Europe's exclusion was unfortunate. He added, it is not the way to go forward. Not all EU members took offense at their exclusion from the Clinton administration's diplomatic efforts. A spokesman for the British Foreign Office indicated that the U.S. was precisely the place for the intensive negotiations needed to defuse the crisis. The British opinion was shared by the Irish. Yasser Arafat will meet with Umberto Dini after meeting the Troika tonight. He's expected to meet with France's Hervé de Charette tomorrow morning before flying to Washington for the summit. I'm Michael Goldfarb in London.